Allowing more guest workers in the U.S. is not a new idea, but the possibility worries commentator Ruben Navarrete.
Whoa there, Arizona rancher. Put down that Winchester. These Mexicans aren't invading. They're invited. America's bringing back the braceros. The name comes from brazo, Spanish for arm, as in someone who works with his hands and arms. We want cheap and dependable workers who will pick peaches in Fresno or build homes in Charlotte, but not stick around, join the PTA, and turn Main Street into Little Mexico. That's why we love guest workers. No more give me your tired, your poor. Let them work. And when they're a little more tired and a little less poor, send them home. It's an old story. From 1942 to 1964, American farmers and ranchers in a sweetheart deal got 5 million Mexican braceros. But then the greedy got greedier. Workers had no water, no toilets, no housing, no dignity. It was a horror story waiting to be told, and in a 1964 documentary, journalist Edward R. Murrow told it. Americans complained to Congress, and the braceros were sent packing. Now a new generation of employers want their own free ride, and not just on the farm. Restaurants, hotels, and construction firms all want in. Half of the new age braceros may work outside of agriculture. But first, Congress has to make the sausage, or in this case, the chorizo. Republican Senator Phil Gramm of Texas, who this week announced he won't be running for re-election, proposes that immigrants already here register as guest workers, spend a year on the job, and then return to Mexico to apply for re-entry. If that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry. It won't make sense to the Mexicans either. Nor will the brainchild of Senator Bob Graham of Florida, a Democrat, who suggests the indentured servitude of earned amnesty for those who work a set number of years with one employer. The Republican opposes amnesty altogether, and the Democrat dangles it like a carrot in front of a mule pulling a plow. Neither plan is right because the whole concept of guest workers is wrong to begin with. Government shouldn't be in the labor contracting business. Besides, braceros will always be exploited because employers know that spending money for decent housing or benefits negates the value of the subsidy. But Americans are in for a surprise. Mexican President Vicente Fox wants a relationship between equals. And so the Mexicans say this time they'll hire American lawyers to go into U.S. courts and sue employers who mistreat Mexican workers. The U.S. and Mexico have to be good neighbors. And what makes good neighbors are not good fences, but good manners and mutual respect. That means that while Americans are miffed that some Mexican immigrants treat the United States like an ATM, we can't keep treating Mexico like a temp agency.
Ruben Navarrete is a member of the editorial board at the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.